I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Radio family, good morning and welcome once again. It is that time to engage in great conversation. Another exciting one is on board with the weekend edition of Community Focus here on our Odyssey stations. And every weekend, the joy of welcoming new members to our Community Focus family. And I have the newest one. Now, I know this young lady. We go back. I'll tell you why in just a bit. But let me give her an official welcome to the fam, as she is a real estate agent. What is the technical term that you call a person like yourself who basically helps an individual who's looking for a house?
Well, we have been called a lot.
Yeah.
I call myself a real estate professional. That's I call myself, a real estate professional.
Wonderful.
Yes.
So now that we can give, or I can give, the proper introduction, radio family, she is a real estate professional, and she happens to be a really dear friend of mine. I want to say good morning to Tia Woods Pringle. How are you?
Good morning, Renee.
Good morning.
I am well. How are you?
I'm good. You look fabulous, Mama.
Thank you, girl.
Got
the
makeup
you.
And everything.
You know,
just looking.
I try to make it do it.
Yes, you do.
Sometimes.
Yes, you do. Now, here's where we know each other on a personal note, if you will. First and foremost, radio family, Tia is my spiritual sister. Yes. Love that. Yes. Love the fact that I've been able to, since I have known you, watch your two beautiful children grow. They're like your daughter's your mini you.
Yeah.
The mini version of you. And of course, your son is just growing up to be such a handsome young man.
Yes,
yeah. So love the fact. And then the other thing is, before you got into the real estate business, you actually were, speaking of makeup, that was your specialty in making other people look just as beautiful as you do.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So with that, Tia, tell us a little bit. And I think I just kind of gave away part of your background, but give us more and how you got into the real estate business.
Okay. Well, again, a little bit about Tia the Realtor. As you stated before, I'm a mom first, before any and everything, a mom and a wife.
Right.
I have two beautiful kids,
yes, you do.
11 and 12. And
they're growing up so fast.
They are growing so fast, and they're homeschooled. So I am very, very much involved in raising them. So I'm a mom first and foremost and a wife. And I got into real estate. I would love to say it's because I just love houses and I've always loved architect, but really I got into real estate to help people.
Nice.
Transitioning from being a professional makeup artist for many years,
right.
I have always helped people and I've always had a knack for just being kind and nice and really getting to know people.
Right.
And so I wanted to transition that into a career that I could still be there for my children and also help people to find their next home and or their forever home.
And I love that about you, Tia, because you're so right. Because when you really wouldn't think, when you try to compare makeup and then going into selling houses, what the correlation is. But you're right. I think the common denominator is, in both of those businesses or that line of work, you had a chance to meet a lot of different people.
Absolutely.
From different walks of life.
Absolutely.
And so it was a perfect fit for you because it still afforded you the chance to, like you said, help people.
Exactly.
That's your area of expertise.
That
That's your forte.
My area. And my model is people are people.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter their social background. It doesn't matter their financial situation. It does not matter. People are people.
People, yeah.
And all people need help.
Exactly.
Whether it be making them beautiful or buying a home.
Exactly. Because we all need a roof over our heads,
do.
Right?
We do. People are people. And it's my job to help them in the best way that I can.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Now, what inspired you actually to become a realtor? And what do you love most about your job?
So what inspired me to become a realtor is again, I wanted to help people. I am a, I was a single mom for a long time. Mm-hmm. And
hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What I noticed was there was a lot of single women or people in my position who were a little scared, maybe a little apprehensive, right, to find something, or they didn't think they could qualify. Mm-hmm. And so I said, I want to help.
Yeah.
You know, I want to help those who may be a little bit apprehensive. Mm-hmm. I want to help those who may not know everything about real estate. And I want to help them to know that it's okay. Like, it's okay not to know, because mm-hmm. that's my job.
Right.
Because that's my job. And so that's what really inspired me. And I started out my journey a little bit over 3 years ago now.
Okay.
I remember, like I said, at the time I was a single mom, and I took that real estate course. Oh my
gosh. That was
going to
be my next question.
Oh.
Tia, how was that for you?
Listen,
when you had the determination in the mindset to say, I'm going to do this, mm-hmm. what was going through your mind as you were taking that test?
So first it's the schooling,
yeah,
right? So I remember I went to school at night. It was a very intensive course,
mm-hmm.
170 hours.
Wow.
From 6 to 10, three nights a week.
Okay.
For, I think, 7-8 weeks.
Yeah.
But it was very intensive. And I remember sitting on my floor in my bedroom at the time. And that's how I would take my test and do mm-hmm. everything and
right.
go to school. I would make sure the kids were straight.
Right.
Oftentimes they would go to my mom's, or mm-hmm. you know, my parents are such a big help. It's
yeah.
really good as a single parent.
Absolutely.
To have a good support system.
Right.
But sometimes when I didn't have them, I would tell them, guys, this is my study time, and they're such good kids. They would entertain themselves,
yeah.
and mommy would be on Zoom for 4 hours.
Wow.
And with the 10-minute break every
mm-hmm,
hour.
Mm-hmm.
But I was determined
yeah.
to let my children see
Absolutely.
That you can succeed. You can succeed and you can do it
yeah.
On your own, so to speak. Like
yeah.
you don't have to be in a corporate setting mm-hmm, to succeed.
Exactly.
So more as an they were my inspiration
yeah.
to do what I'm doing now.
I absolutely love that, Tia, because like I said, in having known you for, what is it, going on 10 years
yes.
now? It's been a while.
It's been a minute.
Because your babies were babies
they
then.
Were.
They're not babies anymore.
You see them.
I do, because we have the joy of having your daughter here with us. So we got to give Eden a little shout out. She's looking over there smiling. And of course, your brother, Winston. But I have had the joy of seeing with my own two eyes how they've grown up, but even more so, Tia, the example that they're seeing in you. Mm-hmm. And I think that's so important, not just for your daughter, but especially for your son mm-hmm. to see the success, especially for, at the time, a successful single mom.
Absolutely.
In particular, for a mom of color.
Yes.
And what you're doing to inspire other women who are like, I'm in a position, but I think what's holding me back is I'm scared to come out of my comfort zone. Mm-hmm. Because you transitioned from two totally different backgrounds.
I did.
From being a makeup professional to now being a realtor yeah. professional. but yet making those two worlds really mesh together, because you still do makeup.
Yes, I do.
On the side. But this is your true passion now, and this is your love. And it's setting a great example so that when Eden decides what she wants to do for a career or for a living, she can look back with fond memories and said, yeah, this is what Mom did. This is what I'm going to be able to do.
Absolutely. That is my goal.
Yeah.
To raise two children who become adults and they can be contributing members to society.
There you go.
Whatever way that they deem necessary for themselves, not necessarily think it needs to be so set in stone.
Right,
you know. And so, that's
and she's going to have so many options, so many wonderful options. But again, with you being the example, she'll be the best of whatever it is she decides to be. Yes. Yeah. Now, let's transition a little bit before we go to break. Now that we know about you, Tia, and your beautiful family and your background, let's switch gears, if you will, and get into a little bit of market insights is what we'll call it. How would you describe, since you are a realtor now, a professional realtor, the current real estate market in our area?
Well, that question, how's the market, is probably one of the most
frequently asked questions, right?
Of any realtor. Anybody who's a realtor that's listening, they're probably nodding their heads like, But honestly, it really depends. It depends on the area.
Mm-hmm.
I can just give you some statistics from the Triad MLS. So from last year to this year, houses over 275K are up 14% from new listings.
Mm-hmm.
The homes for sale are up 49%, and the days on market is up 25%.
Wow.
Right? So that is homes 275K and above.
Wow.
Right?
In just a 12-month
period.
Wow.
So what we are experiencing right now is a shift.
Exactly.
We are in a shift in the market.
Right.
We are seeing homes stay on the market just a little bit longer.
Mm-hmm.
And so what that is doing is giving realtors an opportunity to say what a strength is, mm-hmm, as far as selling a home,
right,
and really knowing the market.
Exactly.
And especially with, if you're trying to sell and it's been on the market for a while or, mm-hmm, or whatever, you really need a realtor to be strategic and knowing
absolutely
all of the stats in the areas that, mm-hmm, you're either looking at as a buyer,
right,
or trying to sell within as a seller.
Tia, I think you make an excellent point, because that establishes what I would think, and hopefully you can agree with me on this, the relationship between the home buyer and the realtor, is that you guys want to be on the same page from start to finish. Whether you're buying a home or whether you're selling a home, it's really important that you establish that initial relationship from the beginning so that both parties know exactly what it is that the buyer is or seller is looking for.
Absolutely. I totally agree with that. It's so many realtors out here, right?
Right.
It's so many realtors. So that's why it's really important for you to get someone that you vibe with.
Exactly. Like that word.
Seriously, because just because someone's on social media doing X, Y, and Z,
mm-hmm,
or taking this type of photo or that does not necessarily mean that is the realtor for you.
Exactly.
You want someone who is going to have the knowledge.
Right.
And if they don't have the knowledge, have the resources to get the knowledge.
Exactly.
In order to help,
right,
the buyer or the seller.
Absolutely. As a young folk would say, you want somebody that has your back.
That part. Yes.
Exactly.
Yes.
That is going to actually, Tia, bring us to our first break of the morning. And then I think it's really going to transition nicely with the question that I'm going to leave with our radio family. And then when we get back to break, give you an opportunity to think about this question. What trends are we seeing in the buyer preference right now? So that's going to be our starting point for the second half of the program. But in the meantime, family, welcome to the Community Focus family, as I have real estate professional Tia Woods Pringle joining me, Renee Vaughn, along with Eaton, her beautiful daughter. And to say thank you, radio family. You are a beautiful part of this program as well. Thank you for your listenership. And indeed, we're going to take a quick break and come back with more of the Week in Edition of Community Focus. We're going to do so right after this break. Good morning, radio family. Happy weekend and welcome. The weekend edition of Community Focus heard on our Odyssey stations. And we are about to engage in another great conversation for you to hear, radio family, and every weekend to get the word out and talk about good things happening in our communities. So this particular weekend edition is focusing on home ownership and the real estate market. And I have got a professional who's going to handle both for us, as I want to welcome Tia Woods Pringle, who is a realtor professional. And Tia, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Renee. I am well.
Excellent. Glad to have you on board.
Thank you for having me.
You're so welcome. Speaking of home ownership, we have a lot of individuals who may be in the process of being a first-time home buyer, mm-hmm. or they're in a position where they kind of want to transition, or as I think the terminology is, they want to downsize. Mm-hmm. Maybe they, or even upsize. It just depends. You have individuals who are becoming empty nesters because the kids have moved away. They want something a little bit smaller. You have college. So you've got all kinds of scenarios, I'm sure, with you dealing as a realtor. But the thing is, and particularly, and I want to get into this at some course of our conversation, because the big news in the market is the Fed rates. Mm-hmm. And those numbers have come down, mm-hmm. making it a little bit easier for those who have the, as they say, the American dream of buying a home possible. So with that said, what are, and I probably gave away part of this question, what are some of the trends that you actually are seeing in buyer preferences right now? Because you have a lot of people, here is another scenario, those who want to come out of living from an apartment mm-hmm. or a townhouse or condominium or whatever, and want to actually go into a home of their own.
Right. So again, it depends on the client.
Yeah.
You gave in your synopsis a lot of different scenarios
right.
for different clients. For a lot of my first-time home buyers, mm-hmm. they're looking to save money. They're looking for affordability.
Right.
According to the North Carolina Housing Coalition, rent jumped 69% in some areas of North Carolina since
really?
April of 2020. Yes.
Oh, goodness.
So I'm working with some buyers who are like, you know what, this rent, mm-hmm. it needs to go.
Right. Exactly.
It needs to go. If yeah. I'm going to be paying X amount,
might as well get a house.
I might as well get something of my
mm-hmm.
own.
Right.
So for first-time home buyers, that is what a lot of people are looking for,
mm-hmm.
affordability.
Right.
A lot of baby boomers,
yeah.
they're looking to downsize.
Exactly.
Like
yeah.
you were saying before.
Right.
So you have some people who are now empty nesters.
Mm-hmm.
You have some who have homes with stairs, and now they don't want
right.
everything.
Right, exactly. They want it all,
they want
on, one
all
level.
On one level.
Right.
So it really depends on the
mm-hmm.
client.
Yeah.
Another thing that I am also seeing is that when people are looking for homes, they're looking for office spaces.
Oh,
because
okay.
a lot of more people
of that.
Are working,
From home.
Absolutely.
Makes sense.
It
yeah.
makes perfect sense,
yeah,
right?
Exactly.
So it depends on the client.
Right.
And that's why I really try to meet the clients
mm-hmm.
where they are
right.
and find their specific needs.
Mm-hmm.
So in my search, then I can do the best possible job to find them what they need.
Exactly. Now, and this is, I would think, Tia, perfect timing as a realtor to ask you, because let's use the city of Kernersville
mm-hmm.
as an example. And I think these are all neighboring cities, whether it's Greensboro, Jamestown, Winston-Salem, so on and so forth. So many areas you're seeing where trees are being pretty much depleted, for lack of a better word, or cut down because they're making room for new neighborhoods. It seems like every other week. And I use Kernersville because I travel a lot between Winston, Greensboro, and Kernersville. And it seems every time I'm driving through Kernersville, wait a minute.
That
looks
was
like
before.
A new, right?
That
a
was
whole
before.
Open space.
A whole
I'm like,
highway
was,
coming
exactly.
across the thing. Yes.
And the same thing for a whole new housing
mm-hmm.
development going up.
Mm-hmm.
And I know for you as a realtor, that has to be exciting because you have people that are really starting to move into the area. Whether they are, let's just say, graduating from college and find that, you know, Kernersville is a nice place to live, or a lot are migrating. They're coming either up from the south mm-hmm. or
down from the north yes.
to live in an area like North Carolina.
Yes. North Carolina is definitely the hot spot.
It really is.
As a matter of fact, I reside in Alamance County in Burlington, mm-hmm. and that was named one of the top places to live in, wow. in North Carolina because it's so convenient.
Yeah,
it
yeah.
is 30 to 40 minutes away from Raleigh, Durham. Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
20 minutes away from Greensboro.
Right.
30 minutes away from Winston-Salem. Mm-hmm. So it really is a central location. The same thing with Kernersville.
Exactly.
Kernersville is one of those places where it's like a hub.
You can it get really is. To,
mm-hmm. You can get to Winston-Salem 10 minutes.
Yeah.
You can get to Greensboro
exactly.
15 minutes.
You exactly.
can, you know, High Point in 15, 20 minutes.
Right.
So it's one of those central hubs. So mm-hmm. it really is. Refreshing to see a lot of the new housing going up.
Absolutely.
A lot of times, that's one of the things that I can recommend for first-time home buyers, mm-hmm. too, because the pricing is already set.
Right.
With new development.
Exactly.
Yes.
I'll use another example, too, and this just kind of popped in my head. Now, you're probably familiar with Walkertown. It's like one of
yes.
those little areas that's
yes.
right in between Winston and mm-hmm. just before you get into Kernersville, and for some of our radio family who are familiar with it, I remember when I first moved to North Carolina in the 80s, and I would go up.
When you were two?
Yes. You're such a sweetheart. I love you for that.
As
yes.
When
I was two, I was a baby. Yes, I was. That's my story, and I'm sticking
okay.
to it. But when I moved, I remember that one, and it's right at the intersection of, if you go Old Hollow Road and where Highway 150 intersects.
Yep, right there.
So now there's the Sheets at one corner and they have all these luxury apartments. And already they're looking to widen that area of Old Hollow Road. So they're literally trying to make that, because it's such a bottleneck when it comes to rush hour traffic.
Wow.
It's literally, you just creep. You literally go about 5 miles an hour. Number one,
oh, wow.
during rush hour, going to work and then getting ready to come home. But the point I'm trying to make is with those luxury apartments, they've already cleared out some more section, like either part of that road is going to be widened, but it also looks like they're going to put some more either apartments or condominiums there, or perhaps some houses mm-hmm. maybe going in that area. But the point that I was really trying to make, I remember when all of that at one point didn't exist.
It was trees.
Nothing but trees.
Nothing
and
but
nothing
trees.
But dark.
Yes.
And
no, you used to go down that road at
yes.
night, and if there was nobody there, you would have to have your brights on.
Thank you.
Yep.
Absolutely.
I remember that.
And then so afraid, you know, because deer at one point, that was
yep.
really their original home until
yes.
man came
yes.
with all this construction.
And guess what? They're still going to be there.
Exactly.
They are still
going to
be there. Going to
change
I'm
with
telling
that.
You, we live in an area that... The deer have come in my front yard and eaten up my flowers before.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah. I've seen
yes,
them in my backyard.
Yes,
yeah.
I have video on my phone of them
wow.
just tramping down
yeah.
the road. So,
like, come on,
yeah.
people. We need a place
and
to stay,
I know,
too, right?
We were here first.
Exactly. Exactly. But the point being to see so much growth in an area like Walkertown, and I used to jokingly tell my friends, well, you drive through it and blink, you're out of Walkertown
uh-huh.
and you're in another city.
Yes.
That's just how much of a change we've seen in the last, for me, the 40 plus years that I've been here mm-hmm. since I moved to North Carolina. But that's just an example. And like you were saying, Tia, how it is really a joy for you as a realtor to see all this growth and this development. So let me ask you this question. How have recent economic changes, speaking of changes, impacted the housing market? Let's talk about that.
Well, like you said, there have been some fluctuations in
yeah.
interest rates, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it has made some buyers a little bit more cautious.
Right.
But it's also created opportunities for those who are already. And like I tell people, overall, real estate remains a long-term investment.
Mm-hmm.
And I encourage all my clients to look beyond the current economic climate.
Right.
Because even though, like, if you look at trends of housing,
mm-hmm.
right now, let's just say you get a loan for 6%,
mm-hmm.
6.5%.
Right.
Back when I bought my first home in 2007,
mm-hmm.
my second home in 2007, my interest rate was 7.5.
Okay.
Right?
Right.
So while the rates we were seeing in 2020, those were unprecedented. Mm-hmm. Because we were in unprecedented times.
Exactly.
So for people to say, well, I'm going to wait until it goes back down to 2 point so and so, they may be waiting
for a long time
until their youngest is 30 years old.
Right.
Because if you look at the trend of how interest rates go up and down, they haven't been that low in a very, very long time.
That's true.
I was just on a call last week, and someone gave the exercise of Google what the interest rates when you were born.
Oh,
the year
wow.
you were born.
Uh-huh.
And I think mine was like 17%.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So
I'm gonna have to try that.
Yeah. So the thing is, it is a long term investment.
Absolutely.
And so don't let interest rates keep you from making that investment, because mm-hmm. in the long run, you're going to be saving money.
Absolutely.
You're going to be able to refinance if that's an option that you
right,
want to choose.
Right.
So it's always a good time.
And I appreciate you saying that, Tia, because for a lot of people, it's going to be a major investment.
Right.
Just like buying a car or buying anything that is going to be a long-term investment, something you want to keep for a while and something that you know that you're hoping you can take care of so it can last mm-hmm. as long as possible. Because many families have the idea that, you know, when I'm gone, I want to leave a legacy.
Absolutely.
I want something to pass on to my children. Mm-hmm. And for a lot, it's a house. It can be a house. It can be a car, but whatever the case may be. But like you said, the key word is investment.
It is.
Yeah. It's now, what advice on that note, Tia, would you give to first-time home buyers in today's market? Especially, and let's use, speaking of our young ones, we have a lot of, we are in an area that's around a lot of colleges and universities, just in the immediate Piedmont Triad. Then you got a lot of schools down on the Triangle, and then further east you go. But you probably have a lot of those college kids that are looking to make that first major investment, which is a home.
Yes. So for my first-time home buyers, first and foremost, the advice I would give is to start saving now.
Yeah.
Start saving now. I know times are hard. Everything is high.
Yeah.
Everything is expensive, but put just a little bit to the side.
Mm-hmm.
If you're thinking of buying within the next year, if you're thinking of buying within the next 2 years,
right.
start saving now, because there's things, closing costs, there's mm-hmm. down payment, things that you, there's home inspections, things that you need to have.
Right.
And you need cash for those.
Mm-hmm.
Another great tip would be to be conscious of your credit usage as well.
Right.
So
definitely.
If you are wanting to buy a home within the next year,
mm-hmm.
no new cards.
Right.
Pay. Be consistent in paying what you have as well.
Right.
And really keep an eye on and the balances.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want them to be too maxed out.
Right.
You don't want anything to get behind.
Mm-hmm.
And when you start to look for a home, the first thing I recommend is you get a good realtor and get pre-approved.
Right. Yeah.
Because you might go on Zillow and do all of your looking and mm-hmm. say, oh, this is the house for me.
Right.
I love this house.
Yeah.
And you think you can get it
mm-hmm.
and you get excited and you want it, and you're not pre-approved.
Right.
So then you go to try to get it and it's gone.
Yeah. Yeah.
So having that pre-approval in mm-hmm. your hand mm-hmm. at first,
right.
it's really going to help you to say, I like this. I want it. Let's make an offer.
Right.
You know,
mm-hmm.
it's going to help the process move along so much quicker.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Well, some excellent tips there. Let's, first of all, Tia, welcome those who may be just joining us. Radio family, you are in tune to the weekend edition of Community Focus here on our Odyssey stations every weekend. The wonderful opportunity to engage in great conversation with members of our Community Focus family. She's the newest one, but she's not a newbie anymore. She's officially a part of the Community Focus family. I have real estate professional Tia Woods Pringle. We just kind of went, if you will, Tia, in spotlighting or highlighting some market insights. Let's go on the opposite end of that spectrum and cover for the next few minutes some selling strategies. So I want to start with this question. What are some effective strategies you use to market a particular property?
Well, I focus on a blend of mm-hmm. both online and offline strategies.
Yeah.
I use high quality photos when I'm listing a house. I only use professionals.
Yeah.
Not going on there with my iPhone and snapping,
snapping pictures.
And I'm not.
You're right.
I use professional measurers. So your house is going to get a professional measurement as well.
Excellent.
3D imaging and also like video walkthroughs as well.
Okay.
They attract more potential buyers.
Right.
And I also leverage social media to reach a wider audience and to tap into my network and spread the word about the listings.
Excellent. Let me ask you as a side note, if you will, Tia, if you can share this, who is the youngest customer you've had as opposed to the most, I say seasoned, I don't like to use the word old, but young at heart.
The youngest. Oh, she was a young lady that I helped buy her first home.
Oh.
And she was around 25.
Wow.
Yes.
Impressive.
I was so proud of her.
Impressive.
Oh, I love my clients.
Yeah.
I really, really do.
I have a
connection with my clients. And when I meet them, we click.
Yeah.
We do. And this particular young lady, she was single.
Mm-hmm.
This was her first home, and she did that thing.
She did her homework.
Yes, yes. Yeah. And we got her pre-qualified. Everything was good.
Right.
And we searched for a couple of homes.
Right.
We did.
Okay.
It started off, and I remember the first house that she wanted to see.
Mm-hmm.
I went and previewed the house before,
okay.
And I did not. It was a neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
As a realtor, you cannot say, well, this is a bad name. You cannot say that.
Right, right.
It's just, it's unethical. But I prayed about that thing.
Yeah.
And I said, Lord, just please got her in the right way. And she didn't get that one.
Okay.
I was very, because I was concerned for her safety.
Right, so you were relieved.
Yes, yeah. I was very. And so,
understandably
so. And so we kept looking, and we found a house. And it was in a great neighborhood. In fact, some of my relatives live in the same neighborhood. Yes, and they've been there for years.
Yeah.
And it's a beautiful home. It's just enough space for her.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, so she closed on our house a little bit over a year ago now.
Wonderful.
Yes.
I know you just love sharing stories.
I do.
Like that.
I really do.
Yeah.
I really do.
And staying in communication, because I look at it like this, like we talked about earlier, when you develop that relationship, and I think trust is another key word as well. It's a situation in which you will stay in contact with your customers.
I do.
Once the sale is complete.
Yes.
So a year or two from now.
You're my customer.
For life. Absolutely.
You're my customer.
So you'll get a call from Tia
yes.
Woods Pringle. Hey, how you doing?
Yes.
I know we haven't talked in a while, but is everything good?
Just calling to say hey.
Yeah, exactly. Anything
What's
you need.
What's going on,
right,
girl?
Anything you need.
Yes,
right.
I like your hair on your post. So whatever
exactly.
it may be. Yes,
I
once
love
you're
it.
My
love
customer,
it.
You're my friend for life. So, yeah.
Absolutely. So let me ask, how do you determine, speaking of the right price for a particular home, as was the case for this young lady?
So when I determine the right price, for any home, the one for her and anyone that I'm thinking about listing or someone may have a question about.
Right.
I do what we call a comparative market analysis or a CMA.
Okay.
And what that is I look at homes that have sold within the past 30 to 90 days within the same proximity with similar attributes.
Okay.
Whether that be bedrooms, bathrooms, whatever, square footage.
Mm-hmm.
And then I take that and then I say, okay, does this one have hardwoods? Does this one have a pool?
Right.
I look at all of those extra amenities.
Mm-hmm.
And then we come up with a strategic price based off of what has sold around the home. Yes.
What
upgrades are in the current home.
Yes. Gotcha. Now, what common challenges would you say sellers face, and how do you help them overcome those challenges?
Well, one common challenge is with the seller, they are so attached to their home.
Yeah.
They're attached to their home, and they may have a lot of sentimental value, they think it can sell for X amount because maybe they've gone on this site because they'll say, well, blah 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 says I can get this for my house, and you're like I'm thinking like, Well, they're usually wrong. This site is usually
Gotta bring them back to reality.
It's not the most accurate.
Yeah.
And so while those things can be a gauge, it's not always consistent to the person's personal property.
Right.
You know? Yeah. So it's very important. It's so important that when you are looking to sell your home, that you get someone that is not that is going to do the research for you to get the proper pricing for your house.
Exactly. And that makes perfectly good sense. Now, let's get to another important topic, and that is your thoughts on closing. So this particular question to begin, what are some of the common misconceptions, and I know it's got to be quite a few, that people may have either about or regarding buying or selling their home?
One common misconception is the process is just so hard.
Okay.
So difficult.
Yeah.
And while it can be challenging, it can be challenging and stressful, it doesn't have to be if you choose the right person to work with. My job as a realtor, I go to bat for my clients. Most, if not all of my clients, let me just go ahead and say all of my clients have been working clients.
Yeah.
They have jobs. They have children.
Right.
They don't have time to maybe schedule this or the home inspection or you know, you don't have to do that.
Right.
You leave that to me, you know. So coupling with the right realtor is going to alleviate a lot of the stressful situations that you may have.
Exactly.
You know, with buying a house, because it can be, like I said, stressful, but finding the right realtor and the right person
can make the process
so much easier. Yeah.
Now, what are some key qualities a client should look for in a realtor, speaking of which? What should they look for in T. Woodsburg?
Well, in me. I would say this. Like I said before, you have to vibe with your realtor.
Yeah.
First and foremost, you have to like them.
Right.
You gotta like them. You know what I'm saying? Like, you are going to be making one of the most significant purchases in your life. Yeah. So why work with somebody you don't like?
Exactly.
Why? That can make it even more stressful.
Exactly. Good point.
You should look for someone who is responsive, knowledgeable, and genuinely interested and invested in your needs.
Right.
And like I said before, that's what I bring to my clientele. I really do have a genuine interest in their well-being.
Absolutely.
The other side is fine, you know, if I'm the seller side, if I'm doing a buyer or a buyer.
Right.
But once you're my client, I bring you into the fold, and you have this kind of protection around you that I don't want nobody to mess with you.
Right, exactly.
You know, don't be stressing my client out.
Right, right.
Bring that to me. I got it.
So that's what
you should look for.
I love that.
And someone honest.
Absolutely.
Because
that's a must.
There's some shady people out here, and sometimes people just want a transaction.
Exactly.
And that's not me.
That's not you.
That is not me. I put my client first, and I really have their genuine interest at heart.
I love that, Mama. Mm-hmm. I love that. Now, for those who may not have heard us talk about this a little earlier in our wonderful conversation, it's been nearly a 3-year journey, or just a little over a 3-year journey for you. So the obvious question, what is next for you in your real estate career? Where do you see yourself, as the expression goes?
You know, what's next for me is knowledge, and more knowledge.
I love it. Yeah.
As a real estate professional, you can never have too much knowledge.
Yeah, you never stop learning.
Constantly, things change in the industry every single day.
Yeah.
So take, for instance, later on this month, I'm going down to Wilmington. I'll be attending the North Carolina Realtors Convention.
Nice.
It is a 3-day convention where you can go and take a lot of classes, learn what's up and coming, the trends of the what's going on in North Carolina real estate market. So I'm doing that. October 12th, I'm sponsoring an event downtown, GEVO. That's a great event. It's about Body Positivity is a little cabaret show. So I'll be doing that on October the 12th. Okay. Tia the Realtor will be a sponsor for that. So anyone who wants to see me can come on out and see me there as well.
Excellent.
And I'm eager to grow my knowledge in the skills in the industry. And I plan on to expand that knowledge so I can help my clients.
Beautiful, beautiful. Now, is there anything else you'd like to add that we haven't covered? I thought you did a beautiful job, by the way.
I just want to reiterate to anyone that may be listening, if you have any questions, you're looking to buy or sell, please don't hesitate to reach out.
Absolutely, that should have been the question before that question, is how to reach out to you. Duh!
It's all good.
Thank you. I'm just so excited we're having this great conversation.
Me too. But I'll put it all together.
Okay,
Anybody
who can do it, Radio Family, is Tia.
So yeah, please don't hesitate to reach out. You can reach me at TiaTheRealtor.com. That is TEAH. Tia the Realtor, like Leah with the T, not TIA, because I'm different. On Instagram, you can find me on Tia the Realtor. And on Facebook, you can find me on Tia Woods Pringle Real Estate Broker.
Now, just as an aside, and I'm only saying this because of your daughter, she's of the younger generation. And some of our listeners are too. Yes, some of us older folk, we still on Facebook,
Yes, ma'am. Okay.
Because I know the younger ones like Facebook.
Yes, we do. Right? Yes, we do. And if you are a client that's listening to this and you're on Facebook, hit me up.
That's right.
I love it. Yes. But I really want people to know that I care.
Yeah.
I care about my clients.
Yeah.
And it's genuine, and I am here to help.
Well, let me just say, and I'm not saying this because I know you personally, but you are exactly what you just said, Tia. You're genuine. I love you, Mama. I am so proud of you personally. And from one sister to another, just keep doing what you're doing.
I don't plan on stopping no time.
I know, that's right. Which means on this show, you know you got a home here on Community Focus. I'd love to have you back. Like you said, the housing market and the trends are constantly changing. So when that change does come, I know there's going to be an audience who are going to have some questions, who may have some concerns. So I'm glad that we have this platform and this format with which to share the knowledge and empower people. Whether you're buying a home or selling a home, you need to get in contact with Tia Woods Pringle. So Tia, in signing off with me, there are never any goodbyes. Just until next time. So I'm looking forward to our next time together. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Renee. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely.
Amazing.
It's been a joy for me too. So I'm looking forward to that next time. And next time for you too, Radio Family, I know a lot of you continue to do great things in our communities. Please keep up the great work as well. Stay safe. And thank you for listening as we do officially bring to a close this great conversation and looking forward to the next one. The weekend edition of Community Focus. Until that next time, everyone, have a great weekend and take care.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.